he is one of the most recognizable names in team history. One of the faces of the franchise. And a member of the NFL Hall of Fame. But at this high school, he is simply remembered as one of the guys. In 1944, Bud Grant was a senior at Superior Central High School in Superior, Wisconsin. He was a three-sport star who excelled whenever he stepped on the field.
In all of our Sandlot games, we always wanted to be picked on his team. Oh, no, he was just one of those natural athletes that everything he did was right. Every once in a while, you can get real lucky and get an athlete like Bud. So you could tell from the time he came out from freshman football that he was going to be special, and he was.
And the legend only grew from his childhood days in Superior to an NBA player to becoming a Hall of Fame coach with the Vikings. His standout career in sports was recognized in his hometown and inside the halls of the high school he once called home, when the school and the city honored Bud Grant as a hometown Hall of Famer.
The older he's got, the more sentimental he's got. This is a big thing for him. You know, we grew up with tremendous stories about Superior, and you know, he grew up during the Depression here, and you know, and his stories about his family and especially his dad. This is really big, and then seeing your hometown, you know, honor you and to be able to come back and bring the message of, you know, hey, from this place, look where I've come, and the NFL films to say that, it's really big.
Joined by many of his old classmates and teammates from youth to high school, Bud was humbled by the recognition and shared the honor with all those who helped him reach Canton and one of sport's greatest honors. Sharing the moment with youngsters from his alma mater, Bud Grant took time to deliver a motivational speech to the next generation and continue his Hall of Fame legacy in Superior, Wisconsin.
It's an honor to have Bud back in our school, and especially the message that he said today to our kids. It's pretty special that hopefully they can motivate our kids to be good students, good people, and maybe someday go on to do pro Hall of Fame football stuff in their life.
Today we're here with Bud Grant, who's made a great impression and carried forward the message of the learnings that he had here at Superior on his road to the Hall of Fame. When he said to the students that out of 1,000 games that I coached or played, I remember every single high school football game. So remember, you are here for the most impressionable time of your life to get advantage of it. He changed lives.
What a great opportunity for him to talk directly to students, you know, to seize the opportunities that are out there and take advantage of the education and getting ahead, you know, and not taking the easy way out. You know, Bud, when I was a player, he would look at us. If guys would cut corners, you know, he didn't like that. You know, if it said stay off the grass, you stayed off the grass. You know, if you ever running a lap around the field, if you're cut corners, he'd make you go over again. But, you know, his message today is that, you know, choose the right path and take advantage of opportunities.